the Breakfast Club, bitch.
Don't be the day. Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Duval, because your state is crazy. All right, donkey of the day for Wednesday, December 2nd, goes to a Florida woman named Vanessa Marie Huckabee. Now, what does your Uncle Sharla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. There is no disputing that. And I thank God that I came up in an era before dating websites. Not knocking anyone who does it, but I couldn't see myself on Elite Singles, eHarmony, Black People Meet, Match.com. Our guy Dramos, who's Puerto Rican and runs our boards up here, he's on Latin Fields under the username Coquito Poppy.
That's not true.
Look him up. Okay.
That's not true. But you get me in trouble at home, but thank you.
No, none of that stuff is for me. The way my anxiety is set up, I couldn't just meet a complete stranger online, a person who can tell me anything they want about themselves, and none of it be true. And then you show up, get robbed, killed, catfished. I'm not judging anybody who does the dating singles thing. I'm just simply saying it's not for me. It's like skydiving. It's like bungee jumping. It's like being uncircumcised. Not knocking any of y'all that do it or got those things, just telling you that's not my thing. Now, Vanessa Marie Huckabee has a dating profile set up under the name Island Babe 1234. Does that name not look and sound fake? Okay, see what I'm saying? Island Babe 1234. How could you take a profile page on a dating website serious that says Island Babe 1234? It sounds and looks like a Russian bot when you see it. Now, according to the Miami Herald, she included a name, photo, cell phone number, and address. But here's the catch. Well, actually, it is no catch. This dating profile is exactly what it sounds like. Fake. But I tell you what, this one is fake for a great, humorous, but sick cause. Okay, see, Vanessa, she should actually be the new host of Punk'd. I don't condone what I'm about to tell you she did, but man, is it entertaining to watch. See, Vanessa is a classic case of the ex. Oh, a lot of y'all out there got a crazy ex that's stalking your ass right now that is upset that you have moved on to another relationship. Vanessa is one of those. Okay, see this dating profile she set up that included a name, photo, cell phone number, and address? It wasn't hers. In fact, it was the woman her ex-boyfriend is currently dating. But the story gets much, much better because it wasn't her milkshake that brought all the boys to the yard. No, not in Florida. In Florida, you need something a little stronger than milkshakes to bring boys to the yard. Let's go to the Miami Herald for the report, please.
A Florida Keys woman was jailed on a cyberstalking charge after police said she posted a fake profile on a dating site that sent strangers to another woman's home looking for sex. Fresh meth tonight.
The all right, stop right there for a second. What? Stop right there for a second because there are conflicting reports. The Miami Herald is saying Vanessa posted the headline, free meth tonight. Wow. But in the news report we just heard, they say fresh meth tonight. Either way, Island Babe 1234 got meth. That's right, speed, cookies, cotton candy, whatever you call it. Vanessa had cranking cheeks. And in Florida, it doesn't matter if you're advertising fresh cranking free cheeks or free cranking fresh cheeks, folks is pulling up. Even though I don't know, you know, how fresh you expect the cheeks to be from a meth head in Florida. I mean, it's hot down there, and that pookie will have you not washing for days. But forget all that. Continue with the news report.
Vanessa Marie Huckabee, 29, was arrested November 21st on misdemeanor charges of cyberstalking and harassing. Huckabee in October and November sent threatening messages and made harassing phone calls to a 36-year-old Key West woman who was dating her ex. The victim told police she has never met Huckabee and began getting the threats after she started dating a man Huckabee had dated for 6 months. Huckabee told the victim she would need to get a restraining order. Huckabee's next move was to put up a profile under the name Island Babe 1234 on Seeking Arrangement, which advertises it helps pair women with sugar daddies, along with the victim's photo, cell phone number and address. The profile invited men to come to the victim's home for sex. Multiple strangers began arriving at the victim's residence thereafter.
I'm giving this woman donkey of the day. Vanessa, you're getting donkey of the day because you absolutely deserve it. Okay, a person's home is their sanctuary. It's their castle. It should be their place of peace. To have a bunch of Floridians pulling up during a devil damn pandemic when folks are supposed to be social distancing. You got all these meth heads showing up to this young woman's house looking for cranking cheeks. You're lucky that woman didn't stand her ground and let her goddamn gun blam, okay? So you are earning every bit of this hee-haw. But round of applause, Vanessa. Amazing, amazing idea. All right. This is an amazing idea. You got beef with another human. You mad at this lady because she's dating your ex-boyfriend. So you advertise free meth and sex at her house in Florida. There is nothing that can bring holiday joy to a white Florida man's heart like the thought of tweaking and tricking. Okay. Only a human with a Florida brain could concoct and execute something like this. And Vanessa, even though I am highly entertained, it will not stop me from giving you the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
Guess what? That's too easy. All right.
I mean, would you like to just for...
Yeah, sure.
Feces and giggles.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is! All right, guys. Vanessa Marie Huckabee. Okay. She's from Florida.
Florida.
She set up a fake profile for a woman. Okay, a woman that was dating her ex-boyfriend and she was advertising free meth and sex. Guess what race she is?
You go first, she.
I'll have to say Caucasian just because of the crystal meth.
Okay. Shake it off, shake it off. I was thinking Latino because...
No, you weren't.
No, I was thinking white.
Oh, I got to say what it is?
Yes.
White people.
I knew it.
White people.
All right.
White with yellow teeth.
All right.
You should see her mugshot. Okay? White with the yellowest teeth you've ever seen in your goddamn life. All right? You'll All see right. her smile and you slow down when you approach that. Okay? You refuse to drive it.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.